All right. Welcome to another episode of Couldn't Care Less Podcast. Thanks for joining. To all the boobies out there, what's up? First of all, shout out to Kylie from Twitter. She asked me a question on Twitter. That was the one that I kind of dogged on last episode, but honestly, shout out to her for being a true boobie. She even responded to me after that and said that she listened to the next episode and was explaining what she really meant by her question. I'm not going to get into it because I still was a tad bit confused, but nonetheless, shout out to you, Kylie. Thanks for being a true boobie. Okay, so I'm going to dive right into this, okay? Not waste any time. Dude, and let me, before I even dive into it, listen, I'm not political, okay? I try not to think about it. I try to kind of keep my eyes straight ahead on what I'm focused on, and not necessarily the politics that go on in the and with the media. And it's just, after a while, it just got to be too much. It's like, okay, don't really care, okay? So I'm going to get that straight right off the bat. I don't have a stance right now, okay? I'm confused as shit. But the point is, this, what I'm going to talk about, doesn't mean that I have a stance, okay? It doesn't mean that I'm rooting for any side. So I'm going to cut that shit right in half off the bat. I am not rooting for any side. But this is hilarious. So I have to talk about it. It's a necessity. Okay? And what I'm referring to is the president's press conference release about the possible treatments for COVID-19. Okay, so if you haven't seen it, if you weren't paying attention, I was slightly paying attention, but it was hard to miss this. All right, he had a press release or a press conference, whatever you call it, I don't know, the other day. I want to say it was Friday. Today is Sunday, the 26th. I'm pretty sure it was a press release on Friday. I don't know. I can't remember. Friday, Thursday, whatever. In the press release or conference, I don't know what you call them. So if I call it a release, whatever. That's just what I feel sounds better. He said that, and I'm going to go through the video too. Basically, it was about how he wants to treat COVID-19 with disinfectants and how he thinks that is possible. The disinfectants companies, after he came out with it, and this is how bad it was, if you didn't pay attention, which I'm sure you saw this, but they literally had to put their own press conference / release, whatever, out urging people not to inject themselves, inject with disinfectants. So injecting disinfectants into their bodies. So clearly, he said something in this press release that made people believe that they should be injecting disinfectants into their bodies in order to kill the virus, of course. It's only the most powerful virus, okay? He thinks, I'm going to actually go over it. You know what? But I do have to say, dude, you got to stop talking in public. My dude, Mr. President, please stop speaking in public. We'll get to that. But your presidency would honestly be getting, your presidency would be so much better if you just would stop talking. If someone, why can't they, for once, let's just make an exception for this dude. Someone else can speak on his behalf. Okay? My God. All right, here we go. We're diving into this. So I'm going to go over what he said. And I'm going to do that by giving you the audio and the video if you're watching. It's incredible. Okay? Okay, first things first. Let's go over the one where he is having the conference speaking about what he believes are possible treatments for COVID-19. Play.
I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds like.
All right, so hold on. We're going to go over one thing right here. The video I found originally isn't this one. This is the second one I found. Forgot to mention that. This is of poor Dr. Birx listening in. So some cameraman filmed this golden moment where the president was speaking about what he believes will work, which is light, heat, and possibly injecting disinfectants into our bodies or topical on the hands. And I'm like I said, Lysol, all these big companies had to come out and say, hey, please, people. If you didn't know already, and you're dumb enough to believe every single thing that comes out of someone's mouth, please do not drink bleach or take a needle to your arm with disinfectant in it. Okay? So this is the video of the poor doctor who was sitting there while he was saying, let's use UV light and heat and injections to stop this. This is her face.
Interesting. Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like
that? She's watching her life pass before her eyes. She's like, all I've worked for, and I'm on this team now, and it's ruining my entire reputation. It's ruining my entire life. Can you imagine? And she just has to sit there and take it.
By injection inside or almost a cleaning, because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of lungs, so it'd be interesting.
She won't even look at him. She wouldn't even look him in the eyes. He was looking down at her like, hey, right? This is correct. Right? She didn't even look up.
Does a tremendous number of lungs, so it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with, but it's...
You're going to have to use medical doctors. But, you know, you'll get it with the light and the heat and the injections. It'll be very good. It'll be amazing.
But it sounds interesting to me.
It sounds interesting to him. So if that's the case, then shit. Let's do it. Let's tell everyone to do it. Dude, just stop talking, man. Stop talking. All right, I gotta give him this, though. What other president in recent history with all of media all around, and so we're talking about modern day, what other president has had to get in front of everyone every day speaking about something he has no, he doesn't comprehend it whatsoever, okay? But he has to speak every day publicly, almost every day, but pretty much every day, I'm pretty sure. Maybe it is every day. For like 2 or 3 months straight, he's gonna mess up. Okay, yeah, he always messes up. But let's just be honest. That is, no one else has had to do that. They maybe address the nation a handful to two handfuls of times a year. At least to my understanding. Unless there is, I guess, is there a national address every day in the normal world? Like in normal times? I don't think there is. My God, man. Why? Why? Look at her face. Look at her face. They zoom in on it. This has to be doctored.
Knocks it out in a minute. 1 minute.
In a minute. 1 minute. That's how fast it gets rid of the virus.
Is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside or almost a cleaning.
Injection inside or almost a cleaning.
You see it gets on the lungs and it... There's a tremendous number of lungs, so it'd be interesting to check that.
So somehow, you're going to have this injection that goes through your body and does a cleaning. Hopefully that touches the lungs as well to help clean out the lungs. Come on. Come on, my dude.
So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
You're going to have to use medical doctors, right? Well, sure hope so. Oh, boy. Okay, so listen. This poor doctor, dude. Dr. Burks. This lady's... She's going to... Can you imagine? She doesn't look like she's young in age, not to be mean. And she's, I don't think she's supposed to be. She's supposed to have a lifetime of work behind her to be able to be working on a global pandemic. Right? Which means she has a name behind her. She has this... She wouldn't have been chosen to be in this position if she wasn't well known for her expertise. Right? Am I right or am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they just choose whoever they want and they just make shit up. But to me, it looks like she actually knows what is supposed to be taking place, but she has to just fall in line. And for that, I feel bad. Like, her whole life's work. And she, I mean, what are you going to do? Turn down being part of this task force? So it's like, no matter what, you have to... If she turns it down, if she's asked originally, like, if they had a choice to begin this, the task force, on whether or not they wanted to join, there's no choice you can make, though. Because if you turn it down, then you're the person that they thought would be the best for the job, and it's probably going to be flipped on you that it was because of politics that you didn't want to join the task force, and... to help save the world, save the country. So it's a lose-lose for her. She joins, she's probably going to have to be the face of this entire thing. She will be the face of this entire thing, or part of the face of this entire thing, if it goes poorly. Or if things like that are said. Where literally the companies that make the disinfectants had to... They had to make a release to tell us to not drink bleach and not inject these disinfectants. That's partially on us. Are we that stupid? And the fact that they have to do that, yeah, that means we are. Because the companies, at least to my knowledge, maybe deep down they have some type of political stance, but the companies are doing this. One, it's making them a lot of money. Two, a lot of people are relying on their products. And three, they have to keep their name for after this entire thing. They have to keep their brand. So, they have to come out with the truth right away. Like, but the fact that they have to tell everyone as if it's a disclaimer, like, don't try this at home, like... Why aren't we smart enough to just know that that wasn't said properly in his press conference? That he really didn't have the information. He was just spitballing. He's like, oh, you know what? I think I've solved it. We use disinfectants to clean the tables. We use disinfectants to clean the air. Why? Would we not use the disinfectants inside our bodies to clean it? That would be the most amazing idea that's ever been brought up by anyone, by the way. By the most amazing person. By the way. Why? It's like the movie, and I know I've talked about this before, it's like Idiocracy. If we aren't falling into the Idiocracy concept where they were literally in the movie, they're 500 years ahead in the future and they're using Gatorade to water their crops. They've got toilets in their recliners that they sit on. Like, this is what we're turning into. Costco for them is also their dump yard. I don't know. None of this is making sense if you haven't seen the movie, but go watch the movie Idiocracy. It is literally, we are heading there. It is, the President of the United States is a WrestleMania champion, I think, in the movie. It's actually quite funny. But I don't know. And then, dude, he pulled such a PR no-no that they pulled him into a press conference the very next day. And this is what happened. I'm going to show you. I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm going to show you exactly what happened. This one will make you absolutely cringe. All right, here we go.
I think they sent him to Massachusetts. Yeah, please, Jeff.
Mr. President, just to follow up on the comments from yesterday, you said you were being sarcastic, but some people may have misunderstood you. Do you want to just clarify?
Okay, we're going to stop right there. Some people said, or you said that you were being sarcastic. So he claims that he was being sarcastic, or whoever, his PR people told him, hey, we got to throw this a curveball. I don't know if it was his curveball or some idiot behind the scenes that's telling him to do this. But that applying light, applying heat, and applying cleaner to the inside of our bodies, part of that, not all of it, but part of it was sarcastic. Here we go.
I wish they wouldn't. I wish they would. Well, I think I did. But I wish they wouldn't. But I do think this. Yeah. I do think the disinfectant on the hands could have a very good effect. Now, Bill is going back to check that in the laboratory. You know, it's an amazing laboratory, by the way. It's amazing, the work they do. So
it's amazing. The laboratory, by the way, is amazing. He's got a formula, dude. If no one understands this, I think I might have to go back and read his books or whatever, because I swear on my life, he has to have the most simplistic formula to speaking ever created. Negative, if a negative topic comes up, or he's being pushed into a corner, he emphasizes something that he believes and wants everyone else to believe is positive. That's why he always tells you that something's amazing. Something that he did is amazing. I'm amazing. He wants that drilled into your head, even if it makes him look like an egotistical maniac. He wants that drilled into your head, and it's a tactic. It portrays confidence, which is why people think, oh, he's just saying what's on his mind, like he's saying how he feels, like he's extroverted in that way. He just says it how it is, how he feels. No matter if he thinks he's going to sound like an idiot or not. He doesn't care. He's got the confidence. It's a tactic, though. So that you always know that he's confident and powerful. Just listen.
He's going to check. Because a hard surface. This is a hard surface. I guess maybe depending on whose hand you're talking about, right? But this is a hard surface. And disinfectant.
The media literally lets him talk. They continue it. Like, this is a very long video, okay? But they let him go on and on and on because why would they stop? He's literally swirling into a tornado right now. He's tornadoing himself. He just talked about how hands are just like hard surfaces, depending on whose hands you're looking at. You know?
Infectant has an unbelievable, it wipes it out. You know, you saw it.
Right there. There's the positive. He just interjected the positive part. He realized he's talking in a tornado. I'm not even going to say circles because he is swirling out of control. No idea what he's talking about. No one in the room knows what he's talking about.
Unbelievable, it wipes it out. You know, you saw it. Sun and heat and humidity wipe it out.
There you go. Sun, heat, and humidity will wipe it out. Duh. I woke up and figured that out on my own. How did no one else? I must be the greatest. I just don't get it.
And this is from tests. They've been doing these tests for, you know, a number of months. And the result, so then I said, well, how do we do it inside the body or even outside the body with the hands?
How do we do it inside the body or even outside the body, you know, with the hands? Like I said, I'm not making, like, I need this to be clear. This does not define me Corey or my political stance, but this is absolutely golden material. The media that was in the room that day was licking their chops. They didn't speak. Keep ready until the end. That's where it's the worst.
And disinfectant, I think, would work. He thinks would work. But you use it when you're doing your hands. I guess that's one of the reasons they say wash your hands. But whether it's washing your hands or disinfectant on your hands, it's very good. So they're going to start looking at that. And there is a way of, if light, if sun itself, that sun has a tremendous impact on it. It kills it like in 1 minute. It goes from, what was it, hours to like 1 minute. It's dead. So
the sun. It's been here for billions of years, and I'm the only one that knew that could figure it out. It kills it in 1 minute. So heat and light.
I said, got to go back and look. But I'd like them now to look as it pertains to the human body, not just sitting on a railing or sitting on a wall. I'd like them to look as it pertains, because maybe there's something there. They have to work with I'm not a doctor. They have to work with...
He's not a doctor.
...the doctors, but maybe there is something to light and the human body and helping people that are dying, okay?
This is where it gets insane, okay? So I'm going to try to let this play out for the rest of the time, I'm thinking, to let you hear the rest. There's a minute and 14 seconds left, so... just bear with me.
But just to clarify that, sir, are you encouraging America? You're not encouraging Americans to...
No, of course, no. Of course, that was... interior-wise, it's said sarcastically. It was put in the form of a question to a group of extraordinarily hostile people, namely the fake news media. Okay.
Some doctors thought they needed to clarify that after.
Well, of course. All they had to do was see. It was just, you know, the way it was asked. I was looking at you.
I know.
You're looking at Dr. Birx.
What's that?
You're looking at Dr. Birx.
I was looking at Bill. I was looking at the doctor. I was looking at some of the reporters. I don't know if you were there. Were you there? I don't think you were there.
I was there, and I watched you ask her.
You were there. If you're there, I never forget. You were...
I wasn't there yesterday.
You were not?
No, sir.
Yeah, I didn't think you were there. Okay.
Mr. President, I know that you continue to say you absolutely...
Okay, hold it 1 second. Any other questions from any other people? Okay, thank you very much, everybody.
I know. A lot to take in there. It was a ton. First of all, the guy that asked him the question, let's just review the last minute 14. The guy that asked him the question, don't know his name, but you couldn't see him. But from simply listening, you understand that he's talking, and then another woman next to him maybe is talking after him. He asked the question. He says, hey, you're not suggesting that people inject, like, disinfectants into their body, because that would be insane. No! That part, that was sarcastic. But everything else that I coupled in with that part, like basically in the same sentence, the same paragraph, and the same tone, while looking at the same person the entire time, all of that was real. The sunlight in the hard surfaces of your hands, that was all real. But the injection part was not. Obviously. Okay, so he says, no, I was looking at you, talking to the guy that asked him the question. And the guy responds, it was very hard to hear, but the guy responds and says, I wasn't there, sir. Or something along those lines. Like, I was not there. He says, no, I know you weren't. What? Okay, so then the chick asks, and she says, you were looking at Dr. Birx the entire time, which we all just watched the video of him doing that, right? If that's real, I can hope that was real. I don't know. You never know. But if that's real, he was looking at her the whole time. Also, the guy he said he was just looking at wasn't in the room. So then she says, you're looking at Dr. Birx. He says, no. Nope. I was looking at Bill, whoever Bill is, or I think he said Bill. He said, and you, and he goes, you weren't there though, right? And then she says, no, I was there. She said, no, I know you were there. I would never forget you were there. And then he turns back to the guy he was just talking to and says, you weren't there, right? The one he just said was there and he was looking at the whole time. That's so confusing. Okay, then he says, oh no, I knew you weren't there. What? And then someone else tries to ask a question and he realizes this is the farthest back in the corner that I've ever been. This is the very corner of the corner that they've backed me into. So I'm going to look at you, act like I'm going to answer your question, find out if there's any other questions about other topics that I could smash. There's no other topics that I could smash. Turn this shit down. Cut the lights. This is over. Whoa. Not gonna lie, that part's baller. That was baller. That was some tough shit right there. Dude. I don't know. But like, if he just wasn't the one talking, I mean, everyone would say like he doesn't really have to do anything at that point, but my God, would everything be better? Just don't talk. You're making people crazy. Everyone's crazy, but seriously, people, enough with being stupid. If we're the ones that are dumb enough for the companies to have to come out and say, please don't do this to your body, and we don't already know that, it's on everyone knows that, except for very small children. Even young children should know that. And I think they do. But there's obviously people out there that don't. That are like, oh, they've been writing that on the bottle this whole time, but he said that I might, possibly be able to inject this or drink it. I'll be the test. I will try it. There was literally the number 3 trending thing on Twitter that day was hashtag don't drink bleach. Come on. You know, it's sad, but whatever. Poor Dr. Burks, her life is over. And this is just getting more wild every single day. But you know what? Let's move on. Whatever. What are we at here? Okay, so I got a few more minutes. Listen, there's one more thing I need to talk about and get answered. And this is very minor. So compared to everything we just talked about, this is more of a like day-to-day what do you do type of deal. And I could use everyone's opinion. If you've stayed with me this long through the video or the podcast, which you can also listen to on Apple Podcasts if you're watching this on YouTube and vice versa, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. But Janine and I have a hard time getting Frank to go on walks. I know I've talked about that before, but he's weird about it. Like, we'll get out to the front yard. He feels like he's excited until we get out to the front yard, and then he just kind of stops. He's like, I'm not going any further than this, which is wild. But finally, if you just kind of, like, make sure that he just gets out of the driveway and maybe one or two houses down, he's fine. Like, the rest of the walk, he's fine. It's almost like he has these jitters or something, like the areas around him make him nervous, or maybe the dogs in the houses that bark at him make him nervous. I don't know. But he gets jittery. And then he's fine for like 5, 10, 15 minutes. But we're obviously walking by a lot of houses. We're walking by other dogs. And also, even no matter what, when we take him on a walk, we try to get him to go out to the bathroom beforehand in the backyard. Sometimes he does. And I know a lot of dogs take doogies on walks. But my dog decided, and I remember this happening the first time, and I was losing it. But the first time, very early on when we got him and started taking him on walks, he decided to drop his dookie right in the middle of the sidewalk. Which, then you're set in this, you're in a predicament, okay? Right in front of someone's house. They could be looking at you out the window, honestly. And most people, why is it that people are like always by their front windows looking out? That's weird. I don't know. He drops doogies now. So, I mean, I remember the first time this happened. And he still does this. So, it's really hard to change it. But what are you supposed to do? First time it happens, it's a very nice day. We're walking. He decides to squat right there. And I'm like, oh, no. And I did bring bags. I was smart enough to bring bags. But right in the middle of the sidewalk, this is the public place that everyone's walking. People don't walk on the grass. They don't walk on the person's grass that's right there that he's pooping next to. They don't walk on the grass that's closer to the cars, unless maybe they're going to the car. But if the dog poops on the sidewalk, people say, like, that's not good either, because someone's going to step in his residue, or if you leave it there, his poop, whatever. And what am I supposed to do, though? Am I supposed to, like, the first time, was I supposed to grab him while he was letting out his dookie? He's liquidy dookies, too. Because he's nervous, you know? Sorry for the graphic, but am I supposed to pick him up real quick and set him on the lawn right there? Where the guy is, most likely watching me through his window, pick up my dog from a spot that doesn't affect his lawn or his property, and put him on his property to finish his poop, right? So that was the predicament I was set in the very first time, and obviously it happened in like a 3-second time frame, so I had to process that entire scenario in my head without looking to see if the guy that lived at that house was staring out the window. So I decided to let him poop. And I decided to keep my eyes straight down to the ground so that I didn't make eye contact with anyone around me. And anyone didn't see that my dog was pooping on the sidewalk. And picked it up. Of course, it left its smear on the ground. And then I walked on. And now, because of this, I've never been able to stop him from doing it, because now I overthink that situation every time. And I also think about, like, what if I saw someone doing that in front of my house? Would I rather it be on the sidewalk? Would I rather it be on the grass? As long as they pick it up, I wouldn't mind it being on the grass. But some people are freaking insane about their grass. And I can't change it now. I just want to know, what would you have done? What would you have done? Would you have picked the little puppy up as he's trying to squeeze one out and set him on the grass, the property of the person that's possibly watching you out of their window? Or would you let him get his business done? You pick it up as best as you possibly can. Keep your eyes down the entire time. Put your hood up so your eyes don't make peripheral contact with anyone, and start walking on. And make sure that you don't walk back down that same street again for at least a couple weeks. I feel like that's the answer. And that's the choice I made. And now he poops on the sidewalk. So when he does get nervous and a dog barks at him and he's like, oh, no, 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 and he's going to go, he just goes on the sidewalk and I got to pick it up from there. And then we try to make our way home pretty much immediately. I don't know. It's a social anxiety thing, I feel, that we both have, clearly. Me and him. So, that's the question I want answered. If you've made it this far into the podcast and you want to answer it, please tell me what you would have done. Because I think I would have done the same thing over again. I mean, I have no choice now because, you know, he just goes. And he's old. He's old now. He's not old. But he's too old to train to go on someone's grass. So I'm just keeping it the way it is. But what would you do? But yeah, that's what I want to know. So reach out on Twitter at CCLpod. Reach out on Facebook, facebook.com/CCLpod. Or I guess Instagram, if you can reach out. But you can also just go follow the Instagram. And that's at SageyBabyCCL. All right, my boobies. I know I was fairly serious this time, but I could not pass up those videos. We had to go over those. That was a crucial, crucial thing we had to do. And if you find anything else like that that you want to see me go over, shoot that over too, because I'm not always surfing the internet for things, so it would help. And all the new boobies that joined, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We got a big subscriber count recently. Not big, but a nice little jump. So thanks. Keep sharing, people. You the best. All right. That's it. I'll talk to you later.